To breed, the true function of a stud is to devote all their attention to planting something in your partner. The length of your cock, sure, but also the idea, the fantasy about you, the impression you leave. Hard, virile, confident, squeezing, attentive. Be attentive to detail in your confidence if you're going to assert that you can bring pleasure. Pleasure beyond imagining. Pleasure that will stick with them, make them shiver afterward. You have to mean it. What you implant, what you breed into someone, is the memory of your spurting rigid cock, of your attention to their erogenous zones, to how to make them come and come and come. But it's also that idea, that fantasy, that idea others will come back to, wanting you. Your body, your mind, your cock, know that you are desirable. At the core of the awareness of the hypnotic stud, of the you wielding, holding, pulsing your cock, is the knowledge that you are worth dreaming of, fantasizing about, yearning to submit to. The wanton desire for your body, for your cock, for your control, for your will to take over. That's what you impregnate into someone. That's what you leave behind after the fuck, after the pleasure. After everything is said and done, you leave behind the shiver at the very thought of you. You leave behind the desire for you to take over, pin, fuck, bring pleasure. The hard-edged, well-trained tool between your legs, the length of your cock taking over, dragging all their attention to it. Because it's worth waiting to see what you'll do next. Your hands, your body, your attentive desire to bring pleasure. To add so much pleasure to someone's body and brain that thoughts of your cock come back and leave them in a cold sweat at night. Longing for it, the desire to bring pleasure allows you to impregnate the idea of your stud cock into someone. To breed the pulsing desire. Irrespective of anything else, your cock, your mind, your will, your focus, your domination. These things are something worth desiring. And to make it so, you bring pleasure. You edge and practice with your cock, the stud cock, weighty, heavy, thick, solid between your legs, bigger, bigger and more powerful. Wanna hold it, stroke it, pulse it. Show just what you can do with it. The right movement of your hips, the right squeezing of the base to make it jump up in someone. In mouth, in their palm, in their body, anywhere where the hot, veined, pulsing, seemingly independent moving stud cock can add to the pleasure and arousal felt by others. Of course, seeing just how turned on and horny and hard you are is enough to bring desire. In those who want you, in them, in the brain, in the body, all over. Desire for you brings desire from you. A cycle of pleasure, a cycle of confident, virile, dominating stud existence, all over and throughout. Anytime you see pleasure happen, anytime you see that drooling, vacant look on someone's face because you've just made them come, and come too hard to think, too hot to think, too fully to think. Knowing your hard cock is the cause, and your hands, your mouth, your will, your desire, your focus, your attention. A stud carries with them the promise of pleasure, the promise of desire. Willing to study, learn about, take an interest in what pleases and arouses your partner. That's your job. That's your function. That's your will, your programming, your training, your automatic purpose. You know, your brain and your cock will reward you every time you get turned on and turn someone else on. Every time you add to the amount of arousal in the world and in your head, your fantasies, your needs. Your cock needs to come, needs to fuck, needs to edge, needs to be hard and an obvious symbol of your desire. But you need to study, learn, train, teach your own body to take the virile confidence stud mindset where you learn that someone wants you. Then you learn how to bring pleasure, awaken that want, that flame of desire for you into something greater and greater still with fucking pleasuring, feeling, tasting, touching, telling, controlling and yet being controlled by your own hard, needy member, because you do need to fuck, need to impregnate, need to breed, need to fill. Not just with your cum, but with the idea of you, of the controlling presence stud who can bring so much pleasure that you are a temptation to anyone who knows you want them. To look at you, your hardness, your firm, confident, needy gaze is to know the promise of pleasure and pleasure and pleasure. It is the desire of everyone to be fully enjoyed, seen for who they are, seen for how they feel pleasure, and then be fully, thoroughly enjoyed until you are both spent. Pay attention to the desires of others. Pay attention to how your desire can mix and mingle, awakening need, awakening and answering craving, so that others are like you, just in reverse. As much as you feel the need to fuck and fill, claim and breed, come and lose yourself in pleasure you can both give and receive, as much as your cock is more and more sensitive, as a stud's member should be, as much as the mere brushing of the air might make it hard to hold back from pleasure. There are so many who desire the same in reverse, to be filled, be fucked, where the very brush of the air makes them whimper with desire for your cock. Its scent, its taste, its feel against their skin, enough to awaken that flame. Knowing this, surely you will go out and find and bring pleasure to those with whom you have so much in common. Desire to give, desire to receive. A rutting sexual tension wound up inside you, waiting to spurt out of your hardened, edged, shining, well-trained stud cock. That's you. That's you every day and every moment, always aware. Oh, you can proceed in other ways. You can enjoy companionable, caring time with those who might want to be fucked, filled, used, and pleasured the way you want to be. But always in the background is the awareness of the stud existence. To fuck, to breed virile and strong, to want the confident stance, the study of pleasure, knowing that you can bring to the table everything you have, everything you are, every dedicated moment of study and desire, where you find what makes someone's pleasure centers tick, and use your cock, your hands, your mouth, your words, your will, your desire, your pure sexual ache, to awaken it, to bring it to the surface and hold it there. The same way your cock is oversensitized, the body of those to whom you devote pleasure should emerge from the experience shivering, shaken, worn down, and very grateful for everything you've done, everything you are, everything you offer, for your hard cock, your willingness to study and learn and bring. Bring pleasure. Bring the ache, that hardness between your legs constantly throbs. And that's okay, because it's reminding you of your purpose, keeping you on task, and adding so much pleasure to your day, your week, your year, your life, your moment, to every fuck, every long, slow session of breeding yourself deep into someone. That's what happens when you leave the marks of pleasure on someone's psyche. They crave for, want for, fantasize about you taking, fucking, claiming, feeling, bringing pleasure to the table, bringing your hard cock, the right words, the right sexy thoughts, the right will, your hands, all of yourself to bring pleasure, to give pleasure so you can get it back over and over, more and more, harder, hotter than you can possibly imagine, and better than you have ever felt before.